We'll start with the halachas of Gezel Akum, and then from there we'll go into a review of the last 8 weeks. The cases we're talking where he owns money, and we're taking the money from him in one way or the other. We're not talking about withholding wages, we're not talking about tricking, because we haven't talked about that by Jews. So we've been talking about different types of stealing people's money. So that's what we're limiting ourselves to right now. Now, Gezel Akum is a Machlokas Tanoim. That's really the bottom line. Where do we see this Machlokas Tanoim? First we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nun Zayin Amin Aleph says, it's a Braisa, so it's a Tana that says, Al HaGezel. When we're talking about theft, this is the sugya of the seven mitzvahs that B'nai Noach have. So it says, when it's talking about theft, Ganav, V'Gazal, if this Ben Noach, this Akum, or the Gemara calls him a Kusi here, stole, meaning stole in the middle of the night when no one's looking, or Gazal, or robbed in broad daylight, V'cheni pas toar, or he took, or he pas toar in battle, V'chein b'kiyotzibo, and anything like that. We talked about that a few weeks ago. So Kusi v'Kusi, if it's a Kusi stealing from a Kusi, V'Kusi v'Yisrael, a Kusi stealing from a Yisrael, it's Aser. But the Braisa concludes, Yisrael b'Kusi, if it's Yisrael stealing from a Kusi, Mutter is Mutter. Why is that? Rashi says, because the Pasuk says in Kedoshim, Lo sash shok es rei acha v'lo sigzal. Don't withhold payment from your friend, rei acha, and don't steal. Rei acha is always a term for a fellow Jew. So the assumption, Rashi says, is that when it says Re'yacha, don't withhold payment, which is not what we're talking about in the last weeks, when it's just like it says Re'yacha by Lo Sashik, that word Re'yacha, which refers to a fellow Jew, also applies to Lo Sigzal, and therefore it's saying, don't steal from your fellow Jew, which is Mashma, that from an Akum, it's Mutter. Rashi says, so Lo Sashik is Re'yacha Ksi, V'lo Kusi. Rashi though concludes, Midrabanan Ikalaman de Asar, Mishum Khil Hashem goes of Basra. Rashi says there's some in Baba Kam who say it's also Midrabanan through as Khil Hashem. Now Rashi's Peladik, the Gaon on the spot, is an enter and asks, because the Gemara in Baba Kam really says that Mando Amar, who says that it's Asar, holds a star Raisa. Not that it's a Drabanan because of Khil Hashem. What's the Gemara in Baba Kam? There's a Tana and there's an Amora. The Tana is Rabbi Akiva. Kuf Yagimel Amid Aleph Amar Rav Shimon. Dovah Zeh Dovah Rabbi Akiva. Kishabah Mizfirin. Rabbi Akiva made the following drasha when he came from Zefirin. Minayin Legezel Kanani Shehu Aser. How do you know that it's Aser to steal from a Kanani, from an Akum, Tamalami? Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk's talking if a Jew had to sell himself to a Akum. So the pasuk says, "Achrei nimkar." After he's sold, geula tialo, he can be redeemed. That one of his relatives will redeem him from the akum. Now, why does the pasuk say he'll be redeemed from the akum? That tells you shelo yimshechen eviyesi, that you're not allowed to just grab him from the akum's possession and free him. You have to pay to steal him away. It would be aser. That's what Akiva says. That's his raya. That gezel kanani is aser. I would think maybe so you'll pay him and say, well, he's not really worth that much, and you cheat him and pay him too little. You have to make a clear cheshbon with the purchaser. You have to be exact with the person that bought your relative as a slave. You have to give him the exact value. You're not allowed to steal. That's Rabbi Akiva's drasha that Gnevas Akum is Aser.
So Rashi's
pointing to the Omer that says that it's okay. He says, yeah, but Rashi's Mashma in Sanhedrin, the Tana said it's Mutter. Rashi says it's the Ikaman that says it's Aser.
Oh, not that. It's not that.
Yeah, he says, Mirabban and Nikol Lamanda Asa Mishun Chul Hashem. He's ignoring, if he wants to tell us a dissenting opinion, he should have said, well, there's an Isidur Raisa, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Baba Kam. That's the Gaon asks on him. That's another Gemara there, and on the day, it's Amr Abhuna. Minayin Legezel Kanani Shul Asa. How do you know it's Asa to steal from Akum? Shenemri, because the Pazuk says, Rachalta, as called Ha'anim Hashem Lekach and Nosin Lach. It's talking about if you're going to conquer different nations, and then you'll take everything that that Hashem gives you from this victory when you beat them. The only time you can take their plunder, their possessions, if it's a war and you they're delivered in your hands. If you're living peacefully next to other people who aren't your own religion, you're not allowed to steal from them. It's an isidur aisa according to Rav Huna. So bottom line, we have a machlokas tanoim, whether it's asidur aisa or whether it's mutter. The Gemara, the Tanna Sanhedrin said it's mutter. These two tanoim say it's asidur aisa, Rav Huna and Rav Akiva, Tanna and Amara, both hold it's asidur aisa. There's a Yerushalmi that the folks can bring down that like seems to be in between Gazer Rav and Gamliel. He decreed that she asked to steal from an Akum and Chilul Hashem, because Chilul Hashem, that's like Rashi a little bit. Rashi said it's there's one man to Omar who holds that it's Asim Mid Rabbanan as Chilul Hashem, so this man to Omar is in Yerushalmi in Bava Kama, not like Rashi said in Rashi was Masha and Baba. He didn't say Yerushalmi, but this Yerushalmi seems to support Rashi's view that there's a Gzeirah Drabanan as Chil Hashem. How do we paskin? Shulchan Aruch says like this. Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rambam, Simin Shin Memches. Well, we both Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Geneva and Hilchas Gzeila. In Hilchas Geneva and Shin Memches, the Shulchan Aruch says Kol Agonev Apila Shavar Pruta, if anyone steals even a Shavar Pruta, even something worth a Pruta, over a lav, the Lo Signovu, he has violated the lav of Lo Signovu, the Chayev L'Shalim, and he has to pay. Echa Agonim Maman Yisod, the Isra Geneva applies whether you're stealing from Jewish money, O Agonim Maman Shal Akum, or you're stealing money from an Akum. Either way, there's an Isra Geneva. He says the same thing by Gezela in Shin Nun Tes. Asur ligzol alasha kafila kol shehu. It's asur to steal anything. The shavar pruta we learned is that's where there's a chiyah to return it. But it's asur to even take less than a pruta. Bein mi yisrael, bein mi akum, whether it's from a yisrael or from an akum. The shach says it's a clear from the Shulchan Aruch. It seems to be saying clearly that this is an isur daraisa. It's asur midaraisa to steal from a Jew, and he says bein mi akum, bein mi yisrael. So it seems to be the same. And that's the Shach's conclusion that it's Asim Midaraisa. The Achronim talk that the Lashon of Geneva is different than by Gzeila. By Gzeila says Asim Midaraisa, and by Geneva says Kol Hagone. They want to make a chilek. The Pashtus is that it applies, the Isra Geneva and Gzeila applies equally to a Jew and an Akum. And here the Gaon, besides in Sanhedrin, here he says Asher Rashi Kasa Midarabon and Ika Lamando Asar. Rashi said it's mashma, it's only mitra abon, according to the one makes it asir. Pash the Gemara shem mashma de beraisa asir. Pash the Pshat the Gemara baba comes mashma is deraisa. Da yolot mikro, you learn from the pasuk chishim keneu. The Rabbi Kiva's drasha umei achalta, which was Rav Huna's drasha. And then he says afleman damer gezel hakom mutter. Even if there be the tana would hold its mutter, which is that Tana in Sanhedrin, the Mokum Chil Hashem Midaraisa Asr. If it's going to be a Chil Hashem by stealing, it'll be Asr Midaraisa anyway, so not much is gained. Bottom line, the Chalkas Mechokek, I have here, most posts can hold, from past the past Rashi, I don't think there are too many poskim that hold that there's not an Isidur Araisa in stealing from an Akum, the same as there is stealing from a Yisrael. Right? That's there's no shilas on that. Now, these different things you heard about kulas, they don't apply to stealing. Whatever kulas they are, and we'll see if there are really any real kulas, I mean, at least it's machlokes, and that applies to other cases where he made a mistake, he gave you the money, you had it. Oshek, we'll talk about those in the future. What we're talking about until now, this whole series we're talking about taking money belonging to someone else, and that is a clear psak halacha. I don't think you'd go wrong by saying that the maskana of almost all the poskim, if not all the poskim, is that gezel akum is as asim midaraisa as stealing from a Jew. Right? That's a simple halacha, ma'isa, not much machlokas in it.
What do they do with Re'acha?
Well, oh, good point. So I was remembering Rambam when I learned it. Re'acha doesn't say it. It says, Losas shok es re'acha. I would say it's a raya for care. It says, Losas shok es re'acha. Oshek might apply to re'acha. Withholding wages, that we'll talk about in the future. Los Zigzal is don't steal from anyone. Not only that, the from Chazal, from Rishonim, Achronim, it seems that stealing from an Akim in certain ways is even worse than stealing from a Yisrael. I have here the Tosefta, the Lashon of Tosefta, and Baba Kama says, Chamor, Gezel Nochri, Megezel Yisrael, it's worse to steal from a non-Jew than from a Jew, Menechel Lashem, because Chel Hashem is involved with it. Sefer Chassidim has a practical reason why it's worse. He says, if someone steals from an Akum, so what's the next thing the Akum's going to see when he sees a Jew? He's going to take it out on any Jew he sees. You know, that Jew stole from me. You know, I saw that he was Jewish, so I'm going to steal from any Jew I see from now on. So you stole $10 from this person, and you're causing harm to a lot of people because of that. But Pelayoi says, Api Kabbalah, that we've learned in Derech Hashem, there's such a thing called Shefa that comes down from Hashem to make the world exist, make us exist. There's a Shefa of Banim and Chaim and Osha we've been learning. And he says that if we take something from an Akum that Hashem gave him, so that Shefa, instead of coming to us, that's supposed to come to support us, to help us, will go to another address and we won't get it. The Marsha brings in Ksuvus, says that apparently there was a problem. He said a lot of people in his generation got money in underhanded ways through Gzeilas Akum, and then what they do is they launder it and they donate it to certain causes. That's what they used to do then. So he says, Ein ze el mitzvah haba ba'aveira. It's a mitzvah haba ba'aveira. Ve'ein lo shazem melech v'kiyim. The Gemara says over there that if you give tzedakah, that's like salt. That preserves your wealth if you give tzedakah. So he says if the money came about through dishonest sources, so then it won't be melech. It won't. The tzedakah won't help you. It won't be mekayim you. It's not going to help. So that's the chomer iser. There's nothing to talk about. And really, the shiur will be over. Gezel Akum is asim midaraisa. I just said Rashi. It's Rashi. We learn Rashi, and the Gaon on the spot argues with him. I don't know in the new Gemaras if they have him on the spot. They clean the pages, but in the old Vilna pages, you know, they have you have Rashi and the Bira HaGros right there saying how can Rashi say it's only a midarabanan? It's deraisa right on the spot. Shulchan Aruch Paskin deraisa. All poskim Paskin is deraisa. It is just as usher to steal from an Akum as it is to steal from a Yisrael, and it could be worse if Chil Hashem, and practically speaking, and Shefa, all these different svaras. Okay, so that's Pashit. But what we want to do now is, it would have been worth chazering anyway, but to go through the different shiurim we had, and we'll see that not all of the halachas we learned in the past 8 weeks will apply to equally to an Akum for different reasons. So for both reasons it's kedai to go through them and to get clarity on what we learned and to know the new halachas as they apply to an Akum. I have the handouts, so you can take them also if you want to, from the last 8 weeks, and we'll just go through each one. The first week we spoke about the Isra called Chamas. Right, there's an Isra called Chamas, and that means when you take something from someone forcefully, even though you pay for it, there's an Isser Pashas Daraisa called Chamas. We gave an example from Rav Schwitz. The Mishpat Torah was talking about a case where someone used a membership card that when he wasn't a member to purchase something that he wasn't really entitled to. So that's a case also where I'm buying something against the will. I'm buying something against the will of the owner. He doesn't want to sell it to me, so I'm buying against his will. So Shvitz said that's an Isser Chamas and it's Asir. Now, will that apply to an Akum? So I have on tonight's handout the Kitzur, the different Shitas. Pischi Choshen brings an Avdi Nezer who wants to say it's Mutter. The Prima Gadim says he's not sure. Shulchan Aruch Rav says for sure it's Asir. the machlokas, and the machlokas is, I think, what the Isurin Chamas is. Pashas, you can understand Chamas, is there's two ways that you could be over lo sigzel. Either not only are you chayiv for stealing when you take it without paying, or even chayiv when you take something against someone's will and you do pay for it, he doesn't want to sell it to you. So you gave him money, so you paid him up. But what you took was theft. So if you learn that way, it's why shouldn't it apply to Akum as well? It's lo sigzel, and we said lo sigzel applies equally to Yisrael and to an Akum. If you learn that chamas, I mean, the Gemara's usage of it is to say that the chamas is the case where someone is posel eidus midrabbanan. So it could be only drabbanan because he doesn't realize that it's an issue. Or you could hold that maybe it's only theft midrabbanan. So if it's only theft midrabbanan, so then it could be that it will only apply to only Mrs. Rabbanan only apply to Yisrael. We accept upon ourselves Mrs. Rabbanan, not Akum. So then it could be that it would only apply to us and not to Akum. If you got him some Sufuk, so certainly Lamaisa, it would not be a proper thing to, it's Machlokas Haposkin, whether it applies to an Akum, so to use a membership card to go to a non-Jewish place where they're mafid. Once again, we said they're talking where they're mafid, that they don't like giving out the card to other, they don't want you to give the card to other people because it's only for Republicans and you're a Democrat, it's a political party, or it's only for wholesalers and you're a private customer. There's a reason. I mean, if it's just to be a shtick, like, you know, some of the supermarkets, they, cards, I don't think they're mafid over there. They don't really care who's using the card. I don't even know what it's for exactly. So there it could be okay. But I'm talking where it's like really membership clubs where they're mafid. So that we said could be, that Rosh Hashanah said it was a form of chamas, and that would apply, at least, misafek, to, even if the, place is not owned by Yisrael. Next year we talked about Lo Sachmod. There's an Isser. Remember, we were just getting into this stealing. This wasn't really stealing yet. Lo Sachmod was wanting, coveting something that belongs to another person. So we said the Issur D'oraisa doesn't apply if you just covet it. It could be a bad midas thing. But for the be over the Aseret HaDibros of Lo Sachmod, you're not over unless you pressure the person to sell it to you. And he sells it to you at the end. What's called pressuring. So we said we brought from that meant he asked him three times. He said no, and then he keep nudging him, okay, I'll give you more money, and the third time he asked him, so three times. Rav Bodner says another example would be, you get your father, who's a big, powerful person, to call and say, you know, would you mind selling that empty lot to my son? I'm sure you wouldn't mind that. So that's also a Lo Sachmod. Once someone violates Lo Sachmod, he then retroactively also has violated the other Aseret HaDibros in Bais Chana, Lo Tisaveh. Right? Lo Tisaveh is don't desire it in a way where you're going to pressure the person. When you do go forward and pressure him and get it, that's Lo Sachmod. And then if you take it, the Gemara says, if you take it without paying, that's Lo Sigzol. But those are the twin aveiros of Lo Tisaveh, Lo Sachmod, that's pressuring someone in order to sell you an item. Now, does Lo Sachmod apply to an Akum? Most Poskim say, and this is about the only good news we'll have tonight, that's clearly good news, most Poskim say that it doesn't apply, because the Poskim says Lo Sachmod as base Re'echa. Re'echa means your fellow Jew. So Lo Sachmod doesn't apply to someone who's not to an Akum. Most Poskim agree with that, and therefore it gives you a heter to nudge him until he finally wants to sell it to you. But the Poskim they bring from Rapam says make sure you don't make a Chil Hashem out of it, knowing there's still Chil Hashem issues. You know, they'll say, oh, these Jews won't even let me keep my house here. You have to do it in a menschlich way, but there won't be a problem of Lasachmi. You could offer him more money and come back another time and say, you know, I'm friends with the county executive and maybe he'll be nice to you if you sell to you whatever you need to do. That there's no Lasachmi by an Akum. The third week we talk about this case where someone was fixing a car and he needed to take the other person, you know, the other person's radio cassette to replace it, knowing that he was going to put back something better. So he said that it's usher to steal even though you're planning on paying back. However, the Rush had that chiddush right? The Isser came from the Maisa with David HaMelech. He had asked the Shaila, can he take the barley of the Jews, which isn't worth so much, and replace it with Hadashim that he was going to conquer from the Plishim, which is worth more, which is more for humans. And the answer the Gemara said he wasn't allowed to. The Rosh said that's only because he hadn't gotten the lentils, the adoshin yet, but if he already had the lentils on hand, then he'd be allowed to take the barley by being machna those lentils to the theft victims. So he's paying them, and then he would be able to take it. If we're sure that the people wouldn't mind, we would be sure they want it. If we're not sure, so you're not allowed to do it, even though it's for their betterment. So Rabbanu gives an example. He says, like, suppose you have a relative who's in Kollel and he can't afford a hat, and he's wearing a slumpy hat that looks like a Chilul Hashem wherever he walks around, and you keep on saying, get a new hat, and here's the money. He says, no, this is good, I like it the way it is. So you'll steal the hat and replace it with a nice new hat. Is that mutter? So he says, if the cold person's going to mind, so then that's stealing. Even though you're replacing it with something that's objectively better, and most normal people would think is better, but he likes that schlumpy look, and you have no right to impose your feelings on that person, that would be aser. We're talking, this heter is only where something that is clearly better. So that's what we learned the third week. Would that apply to an akum? So that depends whether, you know, there's a rule. Why does this work by Yisrael? It works because we're saying, I can be mezaka something to this Yisrael, even because Mistami, he wants it. So, and therefore I give it to him ahead of time, and therefore you have a heter. But there's a rule, ain't chi of the akum, the rules don't apply there. Now, if das acheres matna, it's not clear, I'm not sure if that works. But even if it doesn't, we're going to see there might be a further possible heter by an akum. So, let's just wait on that one a little bit to see if it'll apply. But Pashtus, it doesn't seem to apply so easily at this point. The next week we talked about stealing in order to save your life. That was David HaMelech's other Shaila, according to another Manda Omer in the Gemara. He wanted to know the Plishtim were hiding in those silos. Could he burn down the silos to get rid of the Plishtim to save his life? And the Psag was he wasn't allowed to, unless he agreed to pay afterwards. Right? He couldn't steal it. Stam. He had to pay it back. We had a whole deal, and it seemed like there was a shaila whether Geneva is one of the three cardinal aveiros which you can't violate at all. We had a svara that stealing is like taking someone's life. It seems that there were shitas that even held you can't go that far. But we passed in la halacha that as long as you have in mind to pay, that's okay. And then we said further, if it's a case where you don't know who the owner is and you don't have anyone to pay, it's still mutter because the only reason we make you pay is because we want to minimize. It's not pikuach nefesh to take it without paying if you could pay him. It's only pikuach nefesh to take it now and pay back to minimize the aveira. If you don't know who it is, so then for pikuach nefesh you can take the item to save your life. Now that only applies if it's life and death. Rav Avner says, for example, if there is a bully in school and he says he's going to beat up the kid unless he steals the baseball glove because he knows the combination to the other his friend's locker, and unless he steals the baseball glove he's going to get beaten up. So he paskins that you're not allowed to steal the baseball glove to give to the bully because he's not going to kill you, he's just going to beat you up. So that's what he paskins based on this. Now certainly, I mean, this halacha certainly, there's no reason why there should be any difference with an akum here, because here we're talking about taking property belonging to another person, so the same rules will apply. If it's pikuach nefesh, nothing stands before pikuach nefesh, you could take it, planning on paying back. If you don't know who it is, whose it is to pay back, you could still take it to save your life. If only uncomfortability is at stake, we gave examples of they have some medicine, you have a headache, and you know there's some aspirins there that aren't yours, can you take them and pay back later? So unless we can use a heter we're going to talk about in a few minutes, that would be aser, even by an akum, because you're stealing, and it's aser to steal even though you're going to pay back eventually. The next week we spoke about practical jokes. Gzeila amanas lemekat. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia had a brisa that said the extra pasuk lo signovu is to tell you that it's even usher to steal if you're just trying to annoy someone. You're not trying, you don't really mean to steal to keep it. In fact, the way the maskana of the poskim was, it's talking even though you're planning on giving it back. Right, remember that Marshall said the minik was like that, but the most poskim said it applies even though you're planning on giving it back. It's a practical joke, you're just stealing it for a little while. So that we learned is usher. Mashma, if from the pasuk, it's lo signa, it's also deraisa. The Rabbanu gives another case here, just another example. Let's get back to this bully. He takes the soda from a little kid and says, and by the way, you can't steal from Ketanim either, but it could be even if whatever the kid is, and he says, you know, you can't get it. He holds it up high in the air until finally the kid cries and he gives it to him. So that's also that he was over the Isser Gezeila while he was holding it at that point. The same thing would be, he says, there's a game, like you take something from a little child and you pull from his hand and you put it in your hand, which hand it in, and you play the game and he keeps on guessing wrong. So that's also stealing. While you took it from the kid, even though you're going to give it back, but you're just doing it as a practical joke. So that's an issue deraisa l'chora of stealing. Now, will this apply to an akum, to a someone who's not a Yisrael, a kid, or growing up? So if it's kachuto, it's a deraisa, that the word, the pasuk lo signovu, and there's no riacha there once again, lo signovu means amenas l'neika, means it's a practical joke, so then why shouldn't it apply to an akum? Now, if you recall, the Rambam said a lashon that it's only aser, and Shulchan Aruch passing that way also, it's also not to get in such a habit. And the Chumash said, we see from the Rambam that even though the Braisa seems to be learning from the Pasuk, it's only an Asmachta, it's only Drabanan. So based on that, Tiskei Choshen brings down different Poskim who say that this won't apply to an Akum because it's only an Issa Drabanan, and the Mela, it doesn't apply to Alkums, only just to Rices apply to Alkums, not Aradir Abundance, those are our own personal Yisurim. I'm not sure why it's so. First of all, some of the Yad HaMelech we quoted over here holds that the Rambam is Rambam's Lav Dafka, he's just giving a time of the Kra, and the Pasuk, the Gemara, the Brisa brings a Pasuk. And even if you say this, Rabban, the Rambam said the reason is not to get in bad habits. So if it's not to get in a bad habit, what's the difference who you're stealing it from as this practical joke? You don't want to get in a bad habit for any Yisra Deraisa. So I'm not sure why he's so sure, but he brings a Minchas Chinuch that says it will be mutter in such a case. And this is Halacha Chachma also. The next week he talked about stealing less than the Shavar Pruta. So he said it's Aser. Well, they also, we seem to have two ways of learning it. Whether it's Chatzi Shir, that seems to be most people, and Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah, even though normally we say the Shir of items is a Pruta, but that's to be Chayiv. But the Isser applies even less than a Kazayis, even less than a Pruta, and we said it would be Aser to steal any amount from a person. The other way to learn it was, since you're giving him Tsar, the Pasuk Lo Signovu in this instance includes even something less than a Shavar Pruta, even though normally to be called money it has to be a Pruta. Either way, we said you can't steal less than even less than a Shavar Pruta. We did say though that if it's something that people, no one's machbid on, the Yerushalmi gave the case of taking a wooden chip from a fence to use as a toothpick, no one will even ever notice that and know that it's gone. In such a case, we said it's mutter. However, the Yerushalmi said it's a midas chasidus not to do it. Even in that case, why? The Yerushalmi said because if everyone takes it, there'll be nothing left, and therefore it's aser. What are some cases? We said cases of putting your cell phone in a public place where people probably aren't mocked on that. We talked about rubber bands. The people probably are mocked on that. So we said that would be mutter except for the midas chasidus. Rabbanu talks about if you're in a traveling and you're in a rest stop and you need a ketchup packet and there's thousands of them over there, will they care if one ketchup packet is gone? So if they will care, even though it's not worth a penny, and by the way, even if it's worth a penny, it doesn't make a difference because it's a corporation owned by millions of people, so each owner owns less than a shavar pruta, but it'll still be aser because they're makbid and you shouldn't take it. If it's a straw that they are not makbid on, just assuming that they're not makbid, so then there would only be an issue of the midas chasidus. That's his examples. Now, does this apply to an akum? So the first part, stealing less than the shavar pruta, this is what we mentioned before, the Aruch HaShulchan says certainly applies to an akum, even more than by Yisrael. This heter of shavar pruta is only by Yisrael. Shiurim don't apply in Hilchas B'nei Noach or to akums. They don't have that, they're not mochulit, and therefore it's an issur d'oraisa gomer to steal less than a shavar pruta, even a rubber band or anything from an akum, and akum can't steal from each other. Also, remember the Shirai Weinberg used to say a maisa that he had met someone who was trying to keep the mitzvahs b'nei Noach to become a geratoshav, and they said that the hardest thing was not stealing because even a shavar pruta, less than a shavar pruta, you can't take. That was a very hard thing. Now, how about if it's something that no one's makbid on? Suppose no one is makbid on the straws over there, and it's non-Jewish owners of this rest stop that you're at. So then he brings a shayla, Ben Yisrael Nochri, a sefer on the rules between Jews and non-Jews. He has a shayla whether the Minas Chasidus will apply there. He says it depends on what the reason is. If you recall, we said one of the reasons was because we don't want to act like the Dar HaMabul, so we don't want to act like a Dar HaMabul even if we are dealing with an Akum. If the reason is because eventually the whole thing will be gone, so then he has a shayla whether it applies. I'm not sure why it should be a shayla, but anyway, that's a shayla. So it's better not to do that also. Finally, we get to the last two, which are probably, at least the next to last one is probably the most relevant, and that was the Shaila of Shoel Shalom Das, where you're taking something, remember we talked about not things that no one is makbid on, but things that you know that your friend, or you know in this case the person won't be makbid because he knows you. So even if you think that he won't mind, we learned from Tosas and all the posts except for the Shach, that you're still not allowed to take something from someone, even though you know afterwards, we remember they had the store with Hamemar and Marzutra were eating, they wouldn't take the food, even though they knew that Mari Bar Yisuk wouldn't mind when he found out about it, but he didn't know about it ahead of time. That's called Yishalom Yidas. You're not allowed to take something, according to most poskim, even though you know the person won't mind. And examples that Rabbaner gives is, like, it applies even to karka, like to make a shortcut across someone's lawn. You're stealing his land for that short amount of time, even though you tell him later he probably won't mind. Unless you always do it, you can't do that. So then we said, if you're not taking from, you're just using his property, that's a shoel shalom yidas. So there we said from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that in that case, if you know that this is such a good friend, you won't mind, you can borrow his washing cup to wash your hands. We talked about his ruler. You can borrow his ruler because he won't mind, because you're not stealing it, you're just borrowing it, you're going to take it back. Even though Shalom Shalom Eidas is normally Asir, that's called a goslin, but over here where you know the person won't be makbid, so in that case most poskim say that it's mutter. So then we get to the shayla, will that apply to an akum? So that I have on the handout. It's a big machlokes. If you're taking something where you're going to give it back afterwards, shoshalam idas, it seems to be a machlokes haposkim, a very relevant, or similarly to take it when you're going to pay later. There also seems to be a similar machlokes, a relevant shayla that they had is when you have chametz that you sell to an akum for Pesach, and now it's after Pesach, and he's not ready to sell it back yet. So, can you steal your chametz knowing that you're going to pay him back later? Right now, you just want to eat the chametz, you need it. So, that would be the shayla whether stealing amanas to pay or shoel shalom yidas applies to the guy to machlokes. I suppose it's a big sugya they talk about, and it's a machlokes. So, better not to do it since you're getting involved with Gizela. So Rabbaner has a whole scenario. Someone had to go late to work, And I'll just add to it, then he couldn't, the parking lot was closed, it was, and so he wanted to use the parking lot next door, even though it belongs to an Akum, assuming that they have a 24-hour 7-Eleven, and you're using a space where a customer might use, so that will be awesome. That's, you're stealing their place, that's a shoel, shalom idas, you're using their place, even though you're going to move it away soon. So you're borrowing their place without their knowledge, without them, they're wanting you to do it. So be awesome. If the assumption is they wouldn't mind, that people always park this, then it'll be okay. But if you have no reason to think that they don't mind, so then it's awesome. So then you go up into the building and you want to hang up your coat and there's no hanger around. Can you use your coworker's hanger? So Mistami, he doesn't mind, and once again, doesn't matter Jew or Akum. Mistami doesn't mind whether you use his hanger. You're only borrowing it. You're not going to take the hanger, so you can borrow the hanger. That's no problem. Then you remember you forgot something in the car. So can you borrow his umbrella? It started raining in the meantime to go to the car and take it. Well, people don't always like lending out their umbrellas because that could break. So that you have no reason to think that he would let you. It could be that he wouldn't want you to do it, so then you're not allowed to take the umbrella. If you do, that would be gezel. That's a shelo shel midas. So depending on what you're dealing with, you have to follow these rules, whether it's a yisrael or an akum, at least to be machmir. Finally, last week we spoke about can you put down some money that would cause someone to have either a video camera or the powder there to catch the ganav, and we said that you're not allowed to because there's an issur lifnei iver. And then we said even if you're mocking the money, there'll be a problem of Hashem yislach lo, he thinks he's doing an aveira, and you're helping someone do something that they need a kapara for. So will that apply to an akum? Well, to put it, by the way, and we said that it was mutter though, if the money's there already and you're just going to film it, you didn't put the money there, so that's okay. So will that apply to an akum? So certainly to put the money there, you're causing an akum to steal a lifnei iver applies also to akum. That's a feirush gemara. You can't give an iver chamin achai to an akum, certainly. How about the second thing? If you're makner the money, you're mafker the money, so it's not your money anymore. So will that be a problem? Well, there's a rule by akum machshava raz is mistarif lamaisa, that they get punished for even thinking to do an aveira. So based on that, it could be there'd be a problem, and the same problems would apply even if you're trying to catch a akum robber, except if you know he's a robber. So then we said there was a heter that from the derech eretz rabbah, but just to test someone, to test your worker, to test the honesty of your workers, that we said was aser kuliyama, and that should apply whether it's yisrael or an akum. So that's a short overview of what we've done. Next week we'll go off the topic of stealing things belonging to people. We'll go about withholding money that rightfully belongs to them, the Isra of Oshet.